Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast, press release. Quote unquote, the supreme national interest principle is dangerous to Germany. Translated. 11 months after the Jewish entity launched its war on Gaza, the principle of the quote unquote supreme national interest, as adopted by the German government, is turning into a difficult test for German society and a threat to internal security. Following the Netanyahu government's declaration of war on Gaza on October 7, 2023, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz declared that the Jewish entity's security was a quote-unquote supreme national interest for Germany, and called on all political parties, both ruling and opposition, in the German parliament to, quote, give Israel full solidarity and support, end quote, in a rare act of unison. In order to enforce this principle, the federal government took a series of authoritarian measures. It has urged senior politicians, ministers, and the public, especially Muslims, to adhere to this principle in word and deed. The right of gatherings and freedom of expressions were severely restricted. Political symbols and demands were criminalized. Associations were banned. Activities were prosecuted. And numerous decisions were taken to revoke residence permits and deportations from the German soils. In a subsequent process, activists who adopted a Islamist view on the conflict in the Middle East were targeted and declared the main enemy in the political media. Furthermore, the German government has declared that, quote, the preservation of the existence of the State of Israel is a central focus of German foreign policy and security, end quote. In addition, German arms exports to the Jewish entity have increased tenfold compared to last year, and there has been a public debate about when Germany will have to, quote, support Israel in practice and have a military intervention in the conflict, end quote. In the context of the lawsuit filed against the Jewish entity before the International Court of Justice, the German government decided to intervene as a third party in the main trial and reject the accusation of genocide, quote, firmly and explicitly, end quote, without conducting any investigations or verifications on the subject matter. In response to the request of the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court to issue arrest warrants for Netanyahu and Gallant, the German government decided to submit an, quote, amicus curiae statement, end quote, in order to delay the proceedings. According to Marxist Snyder and Janice Grimm, in their article in the, quote, Journal Bur Internationale Politik und Gesellschaft, end quote, the German government's approach is now, quote, openly questioned and gives the impression abroad and among experts in Germany that the government is living in a parallel universe, end quote. At the same time, the renowned international law expert Kai Embos describes the quote-unquote supreme national interest principle as quote-unquote authoritarian and against the law, and a public acknowledgement of support for injustice and tyranny, which will have serious consequences for, quote, Germans' reputation in the world, end quote. This is confirmed by, among other things, the results of a recent opinion poll conducted by the American Research Institute, ACW, in 16 Arab countries. According to the poll, 75% of respondents believe that Germany is playing a negative role in this conflict. Furthermore, 97% of them complain of physiological stress caused by the war of extermination against the defenseless people of Gaza. Tension is increasingly turning into anger, anger against Germany, as journalists feel compelled to conceal their German identities when reporting in the region. Germany is now the most important patron of quote-unquote Israel, alongside the United States. It is worth mentioning that the German chancellor has shown a keen awareness of the risks involved in actively supporting the war in Ukraine. Although the German government still wants to avoid being seen as a belligerent in the Ukrainian war in order to protect its country, these calculations are not taken into consideration in the conflict in the Middle East, and it is prepared to jeopardize Germany's internal security for the sake of the survival of the Jewish entity, given the endless political, economic, diplomatic, moral, and military support for the Jewish entity. We should not be surprised if irregular individuals or armed organizations see Germany as belligerent. The recent events in Solingen and Munich are the result of an irrational policy in which innocent lives are sacrificed for an imaginary quote-unquote national interest that even the German people can no longer be convinced of. Instead of diverting attention to its acts regarding Islamism and immigration, inciting people against Muslims and accepting the collapse of community peace, the German government should have ended its support for the Jewish entity once and for all. Germany must decide whether it is willing to enter the history as a supporter of a brutal and aggressive colonialism and be seen as belligerent, or will it come to its senses and realize that in the near future it will face the Islamic Caliphate and that the Jewish entity will be erased? We have made clear to you the signs that you may understand. Surah Al-Hadid, Ayah 17. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in German-speaking countries. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.